Agoda, in the Maisa, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarzan, Shayim Asuma ben Bnei Brak, Rabbi Masafin, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oifi Alayla, Ad Shabo, Talmideyam, the Omerleh, Rabbi Seger, he gives man Kriyash Mashal Shachas. The Achleidim have a Kasha, so you do what is a Machleikis Tanoim, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, if this man Achivas Pesach, is Tul Chatzois, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah holds only Tul Chatzois, and Rabbi Kiva says, Man Achilas Pesach is called Alayla. And it's before the Sugis in Tzochim, that Kuchov, that according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that Achilas Pesach is only Tul Chatzois, Hu Adin Achilas Matzah is only Tul Chatzois. And the past is Hu Adin Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Tul Chatzois. Everything according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the entire theme of the night is Tul Chatzois. And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's the whole night. So the Achleinim asked, how could Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah be Mesafer the Yitzias Mitzrayim Kavoisi Alayla? According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, this man is only Tul Chatzois. There's another kasha the Achleinim asked, that Rabbi Eliezer was also here at the story of a neighbor. And the Gemara says in Sukkot Av Chav Zayin, that Rabbi Eliezer's shita is, Otsu Vosis Men Beis Chakol Achag. A person is not allowed to leave his house on Yontif. A person has to be home on Yontif. So as I said in the Achleinim, how could Rabbi Eliezer be in B'nai Brak? Rabbi Eliezer lives in Lud. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lud. So how could Rabbi Eliezer be in B'nai Brak? That's two kashas that they have on this mice of the B'nai Brak. A kasha of a mice. It's first about the first kasha. How could Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah go until the whole night? His sheet is chatzois. So there's a chiddush from the Sfasemes. The Sfasemes says that this story in B'nai Brak did not happen Leil Pesach B'chlal. It was B'shari Moit HaShonah. And the Shayim was Hashanah, they were being Isaac in the mitzvah of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. They weren't doing Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. They were being Makai in the Indian of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we'll have to see soon that there's a difference between the din of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim a whole year and the Bezunder din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim a Leil Pesach. We'll have to see the Chalukim. But our Koponim, the Sfasemes, wants to say that it was happening, this story, on the regular night of the year. It's a little Tzarechim, the Lashon of the Ebraic is Hayu Mesubin. Haseba, what are they doing Haseba if it's during the year? Bechlal is not the portion that there's a din Haseba during Sipur. Pachas Haseba is only by the Matzah, the Alekosis, maybe by the rest of the Suda, that the entire Haggad Magid has to be Haseba, not so portion, it's a Shaila. But Akoponim is the Chiddush of the Sfasemes. Avadim Apasit with Lela Seder, so then again, why were they going the whole night? So there's a Mahalach, I think the Emek Bracha and others say, this that Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah continued after Chatzos, that was after the mitzvah of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. Taka, the din of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is only Tul Chatzos. This that he continued onward the whole night without the din of Zechirat. The thing, we're not going so blind like the Sfasemes that the story Taka happened in the middle of Shvat. It was Taka Leil Pesach. But what he continued after Chatzos was the inyan of Zechirat Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Sfasemes, I'm not sure which year. It goes based on the year. I don't remember which year. Sfasemes on Pesach. The Ksav Sofer says in Mahalach that we say in the Haggadah right before this Maisa, Bechol Hamar Bel Asafri Yitzias Mitzrayim Areizem Meshubach. And Mechara, what does it mean, Kol Hamar Bel Asafri Areizem Meshubach? Me Ikar Adin, a person's Bechoyiv the whole night. So the Ksav Sofer says, Punkt Faker. In the Hanani, like Rabbi Kiva, it's not the game, it's in a Kol Hamar Bel Asafri Areizem Meshubach. Me Ikar Adin, it's the whole night. But according to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, that the din is only Tul Chatzos. You talk right. There's a din of Pesach and Matzah and Wood and Sipur and the Ikar and din is only Tul Chatzos. But then there's a din noisim of Kol Hamar Bel Asafri Areizem Meshubach. And that's the Hemshech of the Haggadah. The Haggadah right at the end of Avodah Meinu. The Kol Hamar Bel Asafri Areizem Meshubach. Fret about Haggadah. How is that Shayin? You Mechuyim the whole night. So he answers, Maitha Bar Abelazah Ben Azariah. Abelazah Ben Azariah is only Tul Chatzos. Where the Abelazah Ben Azariah is Shayin din of Kol Hamar Bel Asafri. Of course there are other pshatim. What's the Hemshech from the end of Avodah Meinu? We say, Vafilu kulonu chachonim, kulonu nevoinim, kulonu yoidim es ha-toira. So we bring down a story that Talmidei chachonim also were mesafer. Why would I think not? Why would I think that Talmud chachonim is potter? It's not even a toira over here that they already know it. It's living through the story. Why should I think Talmidei chachonim are potter? We know that Shevet Levi wasn't in the Shibud. And we know that a Talmud chachonim is also a bechin of Shevet Levi. Same as Rambam and the end of Hilchos Shemitah. Yet the Talmud Chacham can boil them by being Shevet Levi. So I might think that a Talmud Chacham is talking off the Bechina Shevet Levi. That's why we bring down the story of the foreign Talmidei Chacham, that's actually how people Kulanu Chacham and Kulanu Levoinu, they still did it. You can add more, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah was a Kohen. Now the Kiva negerim. Rabbi Yeshua was a lady, right? The kol hamar, the kol was chokmah, the kahanim and levim also. Even kahanim and levim, even talmidei chacham. But al kavod, we're saying a new knech, that the answer of the agoda is because like the bekiva, it's not negerim to say the whole night. You mechoyim maker of them. The din of kol hamar of the sabra is only like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The emphasis, you could say no, even like the bekiva, there's a din of kol hamar of the sabra. The talmidim came to tell him that it was man krishma, it became nech tachama. L'chorim, the mitzvah ends by alayt ha-shachar. Even like Rabbi Akiva, the emet, it was a din of kalamar, but to go past alayt ha-shachar. And I'll say even a bigger chiddush. Had the Talmidim not interrupted them about Zman Kirishma, they would have even continued more. Why? Esher. Because kalamar, but the Esher would even go by it. By faith, not some of the guy went to sleep and then woke up again, but some of them continued straight. The kalamar, but the Esher, the Esher would be machayit even into the next day. Then Mr. Biskarov asked the Kasha already, why were they continuing? So he said they were long learning Hilchus Pesach after. But you could say, no, the din of Kol HaMar Bo Masafer, if you're continuing straight, would go even past into the morning. No, the Talmidim said, it's my Kriyish Masafer. So then it's really a Hilchus of a Mashiach. When is it negay, the din of Kol HaMar Bo Masafer, like the Bekiva? Extra, from a Moisna Shaka, from a Tachama. But again, getting back to the Kasha, how did the Bo Lezer and Nazari go through Chatzois? So either we said, it was not even during Leila Seder, or he was doing the mitzvah of Zechira, or he was being Makayim Kol HaMar Bo Masafer. There's another parent that since they were in the neighborhood, Rabbi Kiva was the rug, so he went to according to Rabbi Kiva's sheet. Rabbi Kiva's sheet is the whole night. But what about the other kasha? We asked another kasha. What was Rabbi Loza doing there? Rabbi Loza was in Mon. And Rabbi Loza's sheet in Sukkot Chav Zayin is that you're not going to leave your house on Yontif. So once again, like the Sfar Zeres, it's not Shver. It wasn't on Pesach, it was in the middle of Shvat, the middle of the year. But of course, the passage was well asayim. So maybe Rabbi Loza in that year wasn't living in Mon. Maybe this was before he was Machadish that halacha when he was a younger Bachan. He wasn't married yet. He didn't have a body. Maybe that's when this story happened. Someone wanted to say that it's walking distance. Shmerz is on him. The neighbor is in Chelke Shaldon. It's before Shem Tzukim Yeshua. Lud is Mahalach Yoimechad in Yerushalayim. He's in Shevet Ben Yomin. It's fair to say that he was able to walk over. He stayed over the whole night. There's a Mahalach that we know that there were a few Tanoim that were in a spina going to Roimi. Famous Gemara. That Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, they were on the spina coming back. So it could be they pushed it, had come back just then, and they didn't make it back in time, and that's why they were stuck. Yontif. They were all stuck in Bnei Brak. The Rabbanan says the Chiddush that Bnei Brak doesn't mean a place. It means a kind of veget. The Subin the Bnei Brak, he brings the Pasuk in Shmuel by Yitkadein B'Bodok, and there's a Machloikis in the Gemara, does it mean a place or does it mean a kind of a kli, kind of a beggar? So here also, the Subin the Bnei Brak means a kind of a beggar. As always, after Abba Benel, answer this question. B'chol Ezer will be mapped that there's a mitzvah of Sibri Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's a din of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now the Kasha obviously is what's unique about Leil Tesvah, B'chol Ezer is a mitzvah, a whole year of Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if you do a B'Shem Reb Chaim, that there are three fundamental chalukim between the mitzvah of Sipur on Leil Tesvav. Reb Chaim says what's mischadish on Sipur of Leil Tesvav that you don't have the rest of the year is me'av leben, meaning you have to go derech shailom tshuva, or zeitanat kemina, that you have to do maschil b'gnos masayim b'shvach, because meaning you have to go through the whole ishtals l'sainyonim. And the third thing of the din of Rabbi Gamliel, Kosh Vay Omar Shloy Shizvorim Eilu B'Pesach V'Yotzi Yedei Chayvot So Pesach Matzah U'Morod. So the kind of Machadis that was special on Leil Tesvav, not just to mention it to Yitzias Mitzrayim, but one, to do with Derech Sheva U'Tshuva. Second, to explain the entire Seder Hadvarim, Matzah U'Bechinos U'Messiah B'Shmach, and the din of Rabbi Gamliel. Now the kind of them is a very big Chiddush. There are a lot of Kishonim that I before, that these things, these three details are not Machadis. That it's not Akim in the din of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. If you do a, the Rishonim talk about why you don't make a bracha on Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim before we start Magid. We should make a bracha, Shem Kitzshonim, it's Yivonot, it's to Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings down, and other Rishonim also, Shibuli Aleket, that when a person makes Kiddush on Leil HaSeder, he was already going to the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. As soon as he mentioned in Kiddush, so we're ready, we say that he was yoyk to the mitzvah of Sipur. Kiddush is not me'av l'ben. Kiddush doesn't have maschil b'gnosu m'sayim b'shvach. Kiddush doesn't have Rabbi Gamliel's Pesach matzul mara. And he says you're yoyk to the mitzvah of Kiddush. Of course it's kol ha'ar, that's fine. when he says why you don't have to make a bracha on Sifrei Zivus, right? He doesn't say because you were yaitzah with Kiddush. He said you were already yaitzah when you said Kriyas Mavanayrus. He says, you don't make a bracha in Maggid on Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. You were already Yaitzah when you did Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma. That's already a Zeshinah. Is it because of Kiddush? Or you didn't go back and say that further? You were Yaitzah already by Kriyashma. So that you could say already a Torah. Could be that what's unique, and this is already another Mahalach, and it's also interesting, it's brought down the Shem Reb Chaim. In the Eish Tomid, in Sefer Zikaron, it brings down the Shem Reb Chaim, this Yisrael, it's a new character. Instead of Chaim, you can look, and here's another Yisrael Reb Chaim brought down. That the difference of Leil Hasbav, the mitzvah of Sefer, is that you have to mention it happened tonight. It's not enough to mention since Given Amol Atheist Mitzrayim. You have to stress that it happened. But Yom Le'em B'Zmanazeh, it happened on Leil Hasbav. So that could be that in Kriyas Ma, we don't say that. But in Kiddush, we already say Zman Chayruseda, we're stressing that it happened now. So that could be the chiluk, whether it's enough just that you yaitza with Kriyas Ma, or that you yaitza only with Kiddush. But either way, whether it's Kriyas Ma or whether it's Kiddush, you see that you do not need Me'av Ben Li Kuva, you do not need Mas Lepadusa Masai Meshvach, and you do not need Rav Gamliel. Remind you that the Tumas Arash that argues, the Tumas Arash holds that Me'av Ben is Ma'akiv. If it's not Me'av Ben, there's no Kiyim of a Deraisa. The Deraisa Tzura of Sivan Tzias Mitzrayim is not Li Kuva, only Derech Av Ben, a Derech Shelo Tshuva. You have to know who has to be the Bar Chiyuva. The Av or the Ben is the Shiloh. Let's say the Ben is from Eretz Yisrael and the Av is from Chutzlar. It's four Fakert. According to the Rosh, that it's Ma'akiv Midaraita, that it's Me'av Ben. Who has to be the Bar Chiyuva? The Ben has to be the Bar Chiyuva, or the Av has to be the Bar Chiyuva? They gave both ways. If one is the Ben Chutzlar, one is the Ben Eretz Yisrael. So when two is the Rosh, the Chaim's first Ma'akiv is right. There's a Taka Ma'akiv Me'av Ben. But then you won't be able to with Kiddush. And then you have to find another parent why we don't make a Brahma on Sifrei Tzias Mitzrayim. The Rishonim answered, because you already yaitza with Kiddush. There's another makar to this story that you yaitza with Kiddush, b'chayra. There's a double marfava. The Mr. Brewer brings it down. If a person is coming close to chatzos, he doesn't have enough time to do all the mitzvahs. So he has only a few minutes and it's almost chatzos. So he says, make Kiddush, eat matzah, maror, and then worry about the rest of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Chayra is a pella. Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is a deraisa, and it has to be till chatzos. And maror is only the rabbanon. Chayra, you should do Sifrei before you do maror. Chayra, the pshat and the double marfava is because you already yaitza. The etzem deraisa of Sifrei, you were yaitza already with Kiddush. So he says, Kiddush, they make Kiddush, and you'll get Sifrei and Kiddush in matzah and maror. The third document that Chayra said that Rabbi Gamliel also is not pashut. Rabbi Gamliel learned that post loy amar shleshet barim elu ba pesach lo yotzi yidei chay vosloi pesach matzah umara. There's a major machloekes rishonim. What does Rabbi Gamliel mean? Lo yotzi yidei chay vosloi. You're not yotzi the chayv of sipur. Like that's how Chayra and Chayra going. That Rabbi Gamliel said that there's a special tonight in the midst of sipur on Leilat Hasbav that you have to mention pesach matzah umara. That was a Chaim's third document. You have to mention the Pesach Matzah Mar. If not, you're not going to be yoked to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But there are a lot of Shem that learn totally different. The Rabbi Gamliel is not saying it didn't speak for the Chalal. The Rabbi Gamliel is saying it didn't Pesach Matzah Mar. A person is not yoked to in the full oath in the key of Mitzvah Pesach. Unless he mentions Pesach Vesh on the right one. You're not yoked to Matzah unless you specifically say the time of Matzah. And you're not yoked to Mar. Well, you're yoked to the Chalal of the Pesach Matzah Mar. It has nothing to do with Sipur. The mitzvah of Sipur does not require you to mention Pesach Matzah Mar. The Rabbi Gamliel didn't want the din in the Pesach Matzah Mar. The big machlokes is Rishonim, the Arayis, Lakan, and Lakan. The Chaim, of course, that said these three nafkaminis of Av Ben, Matzah Beginos, and Rabbi Gamliel, he was obviously going that Rabbi Gamliel didn't speak for. Amol, I was clearing, I have a Arayis, I mean, it's Rishonim, but I wanted to bring the Arayis. We know on Shabbat HaGadol, we say, the HaGadol, from Avodim Hayinu, Ad L'chapra HaMashi Seinu, to Rabbi Gamliel. We don't say Rabbi Gamliel on Shabbat HaGadol. We say, and there's a minute to say the Haggadah, we only say up to Rabbi Gamliel. Why don't we say Rabbi Gamliel? So first I wanted to say, because Rabbi Gamliel is at the Pesach Matzah Mar. On Shabbat Haggadah, we're saying the Haggadah. Rabbi Gamliel is not at the Haggadah in sequence. Rabbi Gamliel is at the end of the Pesach Matzah Mar. There's no reason to say that on Shabbat Haggadah. We're not eating the Pesach Matzah Mar. And then I wanted to say, it's a Chiddush, maybe Pulfakir. I have a right from our minute in Shabbat Haggadah that it's at the end of the sequence. So why don't we say it? Because if you do it, the Biragro, the Goyim was Chayyot, he said not to say on Shabbat Haggadah. In the Haggadah we say, Yochol Le'Mesh Chayyot, Tamavayna B'Yem Ahu. Iba Yem Ahu, Yochol Le'Voy Yoyim, Tamavayna B'Avor Zeh, Le'Marti Ela B'Zman Shish Pesach, B'Zman Shish Matu Morim Anachom Ufanatha. So the girl was mocked not to say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah. Because you have to only say the Haggadah when there's Matzah Mora here. You're not supposed to do Maggid. So what's our minute? A lot of the Klal Yisrael says the Haggadah on Shabbos. You're not supposed to do it beforehand. You're supposed to wait till there's Maggid. Why are we jumping and saying it earlier? Klal, that's Bar Chiddush. We know that a person's not supposed to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. You have to wait till there's man. If you eat an Erev Pesach right before the man, it's boil our sauce, it's like an arusa, before the nesuin. But we know that, let's say, it's matzah that you're not able to get to your chayva with you. But Moshe Chayza says, matzah ashira, matzah, egg matzah, you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach. It does not have the din of kol ha'oichol matzah, kibbe boi ba'al sasa. Because you only have the din of not allowed to eat matzah Erev Pesach on a matzah that you're fully yoked to your king mitzvah. I was there, I'm swearing for that same reason. We say Maggid, but we skip out an important integral part of the Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's ma'akib in Sefer. That's why we don't say it on Shabbos HaGadol. We do the mitzvah of Sefer, but we make sure not to be Makayim in its entirety. Gufa to be Makayim, that idea that we do not say Sefer before you see his concern. So it's Mamish turns the tables around. The reason we don't say Rabbi Gamliel is because it is a din in Sefer. And we don't want to be Makayim Sefer in its full life. Bechorez and Dawud, the three Shotim of Rabbi Chaim, what's special about El Tesfar, Av Leben, Masvul the Gnus, and Rav Gamliel? We were more than in Kiddush, but the Rishayim that you hear with Kiddush, it's not like that. And then we said another Yisrael Tom Kain, that on El Tesfar you have to mention it happened today. And that's why maybe with Kiddush you would be Yitzvah, but not with Kriyashma. You have to mention it happened today. But as you can say, there are all the looking between Leila Seder and the Mitzvah Tzechira whole year. First of all, on Leila Seder is called Amar Bala Safra Arenta Meshubach. That itself is a Chiddush, is a Chiluk. On Zechira, the Pashtus, there's no called Amar Bala Safra. Maybe according to the Sfasemis, there was a whole night they did it on a regular day of the year. But the Pashtus, there's no called Amar Bala Safra. And you can wait too. The Gemara says in Brachas HaKlamat Gimel, there was a certain Namoyer or a Talmud that went in front of Rav Chanina and he davened a long Shmoneh Esrei. He said, okay, I got the Gibor, Amoyer, Ha'adir, Ha'avid, Ha'yorah, Ha'avid, Ha'amid. And when he finally finished, he said, Siyam the Shvach and the Marcha. That's enough. Mi Yamal Tfuris Hashem, Yashmi Yakolti Marcha. You're only allowed to say, okay, well, I got to Lagibah Bar Erev, because Anshik Nesha Bel was the second day. But to go say extra Shvach, you're not allowed to go say extra Shvach. Because if you're going to admit it, you start. Who says when are you ever going to end? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Shaya Baklal. Mi Yamal Tfuris Hashem, Yashmi Yakolti Marcha. And the Gemara gives a Marshal. Marshal the Marcha of a Zayma. A Melech that had Elif out there, loved him, didn't raise up. He has millions of gold. And you say, oh, this guy is so rich, he has Ether Ella Kiko Kesef. Yeah, he has Kesef, he has the silver. You'd be Mabash. So no matter how much you're going to be Mishabeh, but Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not going to be enough. So just stick to the standard Nusra, Gogol Kibar Naira. Don't say extra. It's deserving, no matter you'll sleep for a whole night, but garnish dissolve. And what do we have here on Leila Seder? The Chalam Marbel Asafra, I laid in the Shuba. What's the Pshat? After the whole night, Sacha Gold, it's like, the muscle, not even a good muscle, millions of gold, and he said, oh, he had a little bit of silver. So I saw a muscle from my foot in the fell, and it ties up maybe to my foot, so the chilek of gold, I suppose. A rich guy that has billions of dollars, and you say, oh, he has $10,000 of silver, that's his youngest. But let's say this rich billionaire, for whatever reason, bought a very nice silver goblet, silver cup, and he puts it on his table, and he darker wants people to come and sit there and look at it and be mishabeah, this wonderful, beautiful $10,000 silver cup. That's what he wants. Then a lot of you are supposed to be mishabeah. That is my daughter. And that's the chiluk between Lotus Bob and the rest of you. I'll even say, and this could be even in another mile, but it's continuing this idea. Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim a whole year, the Yisroi is Emuna. We're mashish our Emuna in Yitzias Mitzrayim. Unless I say that the Yisroi is to come to Hidor. And if that's the matara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafkes says, tonight I want you to be called Amar Bala Safra. That's what I want. With that little bit, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, you'll talk all night and still won't say everything I did. That's what I want. I want you to be Meshavet. If that's what the rich person wants, if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what you're supposed to do. And that's the Chilut. Agan Kiyor Emunah. But on Leila Seder, we come to Hidor. And that's why on Leila Seder, what's the finally at the end? We get the Hallel. We get the Hallel. We start Hallel Kak at the end of Maggid. We interrupt it with Shulchan Aruch. The Sfasemis says it's not an interruption. There's a whole Torah that it's an interruption. There's two hollows, two parts of hollows. A lot of Torah. There's two dinim in a halal. But the tzemes is not with one big halal. The seuda is also a stick halal. It's not a hefted. The shulchanar is a stick halal. That's not the tzemes. But that's the other side. It's a different halal. But the point is the market gets him into the halal. If you notice, the central theme in the Haggadah of Magid is dashing psukim of Pashas Bikurim. We take the psukim in Pashas Bikurim of Aram Levi Avi and we go through word for word and we bring down how Chazal dashing it. That's a big chunk of Magid, is dashing those psukim. It's not only this, it's the Lashon of the Rambam. And he'll just say that he says, V'chol ha'marveh l'safer bidrash har shesu ha'reit ha'meshubot. There's a bazunda with Indian to dashing of that Pashas Bikurim. Because Bikurim is the Pashas Bikurim. We could have picked Pesukim and Shmoy, Va'ele, and Boy, and dashed them word for word. No, we doubt to pick Pesukim and Pashas Kisavoy, and the Rambam specifically said, V'chol ha'marveh l'safer bidrash Pasha Zu. Because by dashing this Pasha of Kisavoy, which is the Pasha of Aido, of Mikra Bikurim, and then we talk up, and we bring Pesukim back of Shmoy, word for word, we go through the Pesukim and dashing them. Because it's a Basundar Indian Alel Tezvah to go through and do Aido. So that's another Chiluk. And if you go one step further, it's continuing the idea. Chayiv Adam is a Girsa La'aretz and Atma Hibu Yotzim and Mitzrayim. We have to go out of Mitzrayim. On Leil Tezvot, we're not just saying a story, we're going out of Mitzrayim. We have to relive Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to know how, what that means and how to understand it. But we have to relive going out of Mitzrayim. We go out of Mitzrayim. If you do what the famous father of the Skirov, right before Halloween, we say, L'fikach Hanachnu Chayotam Lohaydas. What's the L'fikach? Chayiv Adam La'aretz and Atma Hibu Yotzim and Mitzrayim. L'fikach Hanachnu Chayotam Lohaydas or Halloween. So after Mitzrayim, normally there's never howl at night. In Mizrach HaShemesh, we learn that howl is only by Yoim. The only time we have howl by night. So after Mizrach, this is not the howl of something that happened on all. We go out of Mitzrayim, we live through the Ethermachus, we live through the Yitzhiyah, we go out. V'chayim ad wa'ari ki'ilu yod, right now. Like v'zayim l'fiko chayobin. When a person right now, and they happen to that minute, avada, he has to go and say howl. We're literally going through. That's what's special about Leil Tezvot. And you can... Another mitzvah. The Rambam brings the mitzvah of Sifri is Mitzrayim and Inyan HaMitzvah, but he doesn't bring Sechira of a whole year. And there's a big tumult, what's the Inyan? There's a lot of Mahalchim, but I want to bring out a Knesh. It could be, how do we tackle the memory of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim a whole year? The Sechira of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim every year, every day. The mitzvah of Sechira. How do we remember Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim was thousands of years ago? How do we remember? The way it works is one mitzvah together with Sifri and Sechira. Allah says, "Bob, we go out of Mitzrayim. And after we have a Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, then we can remember the rest of the year. We can remember a Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The Sefer of Leil Tezvot is the process for the mitzvah of Zechira all year. So on Leil Tezvot, we're talking to go out. Once clear, it's our Chiddush. It says, Rashi brings some passage, boy, I might have thought that every Gershon is Gershon, bring a carbon Pesach. Come on, no, you only bring a carbon Pesach when you come on Yudalad, on Yudalad. But it was a Hanid, and whenever a Gershon is a guy, in the middle of Tammuz, he brings a carbon Pesach. Kamishin is Gavu, Gershon is Gavu, Yochu Yomi Karim Pesach Miyad. What's the Pesham? So Andrew is saying, because the Indian of Karim Pesach is separating yourself from the Abba Yisora, from the Shrine. Karim Pesach is Mishpam of the Indian of cutting yourself off from Abba Yisora. So therefore, when you're a guy, you cut yourself off from the Abba Yisora. Mishchu, Kholuch, I'm sorry, you cut yourself off from Abba Yisora. But I want to look at like this. How are we Mekayim Zechir to Yisra Yisra? By remembering how we see it. But you have to go out. So I was thinking, there's a guy in Thomas, how is he going to do Zechir to Yisra 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 What is he going to remember? He didn't have any fears of Mitzrayim. I would think one of the fundamentals he should do right away is make a kaveta and remember and go out of Mitzrayim. Kamash Kono, that it's takin ashay, because it's only to do it on the school of Hazman, only when it's melted above. Then we have to literally go out of Mitzrayim. And then we could have the mitzvah of Shechira, which is a hashlam of that the rest of the year. We remember our Yetzias Mitzrayim. Another kinesh in the Zundel kind of melted above. We said Reb Chaim Sprinach came in the 14, and now we spoke more in the Mabus of the Indian, but now getting more back to Allah Lamaisa. You could say, sorry, I want to bring a raya, that we have mitzvahs on all that day, that we have the masas, the valid choices, we have more. About it, there are separate mitzvahs, some of them are the right, they're upon them, but it could be that they're part of the sequel. And it goes to this point. When we go out of Mitzrayim, it's not something to say. There's a hands-on experience. We have to do things. We eat the matzah. That's part of our sleep, you see, in Mitzrayim. We drink the valid choices. We go out of Mitzrayim with the valid choices. After the Nasa, the Mars, the Kufchet, has the Haramim as the Suffolk. Which of the two choices should we make as Seba? Since when the Suffolk we make in 04. Should we do it on the first two choices when we didn't go out yet? Or should we do it on the next two choices when we already went out? We're going out with the Dalit choices. So that's another case that Seba is different than Shechira because we're going out of the Shrine, we're doing it with the Mitzvah. You could say maybe Pshat and the Bir HaGrot, the Shver HaBir HaGrot, you could say Pshat based on this. We know we spoke before that you have to get the chatzoy, you have to do, according to Rabbi Ben Azariah, the Pesach, and who are the Masa and Pasha, who are the Sipur, like chatzoy. There were more Paschkins in Tavayin Zion that is a day, and you have to also say Havel by chatzoy. The Machlokes is beshoyim, and a lot of Rishonim say, no, Havel, you don't have to say chatzoy, because it's only in the Rabbanan. Havel, you can say already after. But there is a remark that you should try to be Masa, even the Havel should be before chatzoy. Drop the beer as well. You know why the Havel has to be before chatzoy? Because so the Kais Ravi should be before chatzoy. This is first statement of the Gaon. How long does that have to be before? The Howl can be later on. How long is the Rabbanan under Rabbanan will not matter about that. But since Howl is on the fourth Kais, well, after the fourth Kais should have to be before Chatzos. The pillar on the Gaon is, why does the fourth Kais have to be before Chatzos? Why? It's not only the Rabbanan. And a comment that you're going to say, even if the Rabbanan require Chatzos, so say Howl by itself in its own merit requires Chatzos. Ken's disconnect is good. The mitzvah of the Rabbanan don't need Chatzos, that's why Howl doesn't. But Dalit Kais is part of your sefer. The mitzvah of Masa and Dalit Kais is a chelik of the sefer. So the Dalit Kais is required, you should do the chatzos, because sefer requires before chatzos. Therefore the Kais Raviv requires before chatzos. The name of the going to Pshat and the Ramah, that Howl has to be before chatzos, has to do with the four Kais, not Howl itself. Now the one that's what's special about Yom Tov, we have the hands-on experience with the mitzvah, it's part of the sefer. We go out of the shrine, and then we come to Hidor, Lefichach, we make a Rishnig Howl, and then the rest of the year we have Zechira that remembers our Nitzias Mitzrayim. A little more halachic, could be this other Afghaninis. I'm looking still, what could be the chilek between Sipur and Yom Tov and Mitzvah of Zechira, a whole year? Mitzvah of Zechira, Nitzias Mitzrayim, a whole year. Is a machlokes, the Prima Gadol holds it could be Behirer. It's not Ma'akit B'dibur. If you're Maharer, hear more about Zechira, Nitzias Mitzrayim, it's enough. Ma'ayit is often that by Leil HaSeder, even if you don't hold Avodah then, by a lot of Zin Bepeh, and you have to do Sipur. But this is a machlokes. The Rishash and Brachas about your days, and also the Shagas Aryeh, and Simon Yud Gimel hold that even Zechira a whole year requires Avka Bepeh. Machlokes Prima Gadol against the Shagas Aryeh and Rishash. But if you say that Zechira is enough, the hero, the way, Mashenk and Sipur requires the Bepeh. We have another Machimina. Sipur requires the Bepeh. Eshner, even if you hold Zechira needs Bepeh, but maybe Sipur needs Bekoi wrong, Eshner could be another Chilik. I don't know. Another chiluk is like on the chiv of Noshim. There's a big shayla on Noshim Chayim in Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim, and also there's a shayla on Noshim Chayim in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. We'll see for 1 minute. But if you make Hanukkah, we'll see the Rashi just like that. That Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim are only in Noshim Anat Chayim. I'm going to tell the Shagat Zahar that Noshim are quoted from Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim. But we'll say that they're Chayim in Sipur, so we have another chiluk that Sipur even Noshim are Chayim. Now, this shayla where the Noshim are chayiv and sipur goes like this. The chinuch and mitzvachot are the paskins that they're chayiv and sipur. Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the mitzvah, why do they ask? Favot, it's the mitzvah's etish hazman gromah. Why should they be chayiv and sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So it's a lot of Torah either because kol sheyeshne b'chomet yeshne b'matra, or kol sheyeshne b'matra yeshne b'sipur. Because the mechuyiv and sipur in matra, the male of the chayiv and sipur. I don't want to say they're chayiv al achein hoi b'oitzi anez. But that's a very big chiddush, because achein hoi b'oitzi anez is only for the rabbonos. Mechayra, on their righteous, you're not going to be able to handle that you're going to be able to handle that you're next. So you have to know that the wisdom of Korah Bechim. In the Rambam Gufa, there's a stira. There's a stira in the Rambam. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam makes a sikum of all the different mitzvahs, and he says, which one must have a chayiv on? And unless it's a mistake in Girsa, mitzvah kufn on Zion, if mitzvah sifri is mitzvahim, and the Rambam, when he gives the sum up, it comes at the nashim or a chayiv. The problem is that the Rambam is right to himself. Chashim Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, for his man, the Inyan of his man Rambam, this is Chashim Rambam before, and we talked about it other times. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Yivei, the Lachad Yemot, says like this, Kol Mitzvot Etzei Shein is man with man, and it's not the deal in Nashim HaPotah. Chut, and he gives the wisdom of the Yotim and HaKlal. Chut Mikidash Hayoy, V'achilas Matzah V'dol Pesach, V'achilas Pesach, U'shchitotoy, V'hakel V'simcha, Shenashim HaYavah. The Rambam gave us a list. We spoke about it without the various other mitzvahs that you can make, that you can make. The Rambam gives us a list of which mitzvahs are Yechayim and are Rosh Mechayim. And it doesn't put me for Yechayim Mitzrayim on the list. It's a spirit that is based on mitzvah, it was Masri Yechayim. There's a lot of Torah to say that maybe there's two dinim in Sipur. And like there's an Avinu Yibayis and Neis Tikidin, and then there's a Zindu Din of Avlo Ben. So of the Avinu Yibayis and Neis, Masri Yechayim are Chayim. But the Avlo Ben, which is the union of Chinuch, with Goyim is not. So therefore, it's Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Chayim, partly, he mentions the Chayim. But in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, it doesn't mention anything because they're not chayiv b'shleimus in the mitzvah. But that's part of it. Amo ha'er chiddush. The Rambam's question is, Nosim apater chutz mikiddush hayoyim v'achilas matzah b'leil yitzchak.
You could say the Rambam means chutz me kiddush hayoyim v'achilas matzah on el pesach. Kiddush and eating matzah on el pesach. We spoke earlier that kiddush on el pesach is proof of the shame of sikkur. But a lot of the shayim, you're very likely to miss a sikkur with kiddush. So the Rambam mentioned one of the things he mentioned that Yechayim, that Noshim Archive is kiddush and eating matzah on el pesach. We read it together. Kiddush and eating matzah on el pesach. And kiddush already is a kiyum of sikkur, it's kiyum of mitzrayim. So that could be the makor that the Rambam does mention the chayim. But always in that, we want to say that maybe not from a part of the Zechira since he is Mitzrayim, but the Chai is in the Zechira since he is Mitzrayim. But we're saying that the part of the Zechira, I saw an interesting Chiddush, very big Chiddush, in the Haggadah from Chazoy Nabakim. He wants to say a Chiddush. He said he had a Kashi. It's a God, we're going to think a Kashi is terrible as a Chiddush. But this is what he says. He says, not from a part of the Zechira since he is Mitzrayim. So he says a Kashi like this. We know Moshe Machayim and Kiddush, and Moshe can be mostly a man and Kiddush, because Moshe Machayim and Kiddush. Fred says, the Gemara says in Sochem about Kuf Tezayim that there's a Tanai that in Kiddush you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And we try to do, on El Shabbat and Lo Yotit, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm all we ask, how come in Abdullah we don't, but we're saying that Abdullah is the right, we should mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Abdullah. Still. But the point is, the mitzvah, in the middle of Kiddush you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. You make it say, Shabbat, not for us, and Shabbat, say for Yitzias Mitzrayim. You must mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of Kiddush. So Fred said, Akasha, if not the Makotah of Zechira Tithias Mitzrayim, how can they be mighty a man in Kiddush? Very nice in Kiddush that they're both Chayim, she's Chayim and he's Chayim, she can be mighty in, but she's missing the Chayim of Zechira. How do you press your Akash? Machal is a glass of Dimitan on the Akash. It's not a separate mitzvah of Zechira. The mitzvah of Zechira Tithias Mitzrayim, not the Makotah. Here, it's a Tanai in the Nusach of Kiddush that you should mention Tithias Mitzrayim and not the Makotah of Kiddush, but say that they're Chayim and mentioning Tithias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. He looked at it as a separate, like, thing of mentioning Tithias Mitzrayim. Dr. Glaser Kiddush, when a lady is inviting a man in Kiddush, he said, Zechira Tithias Mitzrayim, you can do Behirr. So when a lady is inviting a man in Kiddush, the words of Kiddush, she's saying, he's listening to her, and it's Shemei Gaina. But where is the Makayim of Zechira? That is Mahara by himself. And apparently, like, but if the Stigl Shvet, Shanis Ali is going to have a problem. Shanis Ali holds that Zechira not from a prophet, and he also holds you're not going to Zechira with her. Shanis Ali is not going to have to say, but it's a tremendous Kiddush in Shemei Gaina, that of the Kiddush of Roy, he's listening to her and you're to the Kiddush. I did a basundar of Noisa of Zechira, and that she's not Mechayim, that don't think of by itself. It's a big Kiddush, but perhaps again, the Zechira of Kiddush is not a separate Zechira. It's just mentioned into the Nusach of Kiddush. The Rambam says, a person has to be Mesabah, he hears Mitzrayim, and he brings the Pasuk, it says Zohar, and then he hears the Nusach, I'm not looking at this Nusach of Rambam, K'moisha never Zohar, take a Shabbat Makatsha. He's talking about the mitzvah of Sikor, and he mentions the claim, K'moisha never Zohar, take a Shabbat Makatsha. What was the that he's expecting Zohar, take a Shabbat Makatsha? So if the man has an outset, that the person doesn't have the outcrisis, he should make simply if he has been trying on Matzah. Just like a holy, he can make Kiddush on Pasuk. That's what the Rambam wants. If you go into the house, we said earlier that when I want to say that we're literally going out in the house of Mitzrayim, so the Rambam is saying it's like Zohar Yom HaShabbos. Zohar Yom HaShabbos, we're not meant to remembering that it was Shabbos 1000 by Mount Sinai. We're remembering that today is Shabbos. The others, if you remember Amol, something happened, you remember the Egypt, you remember Miriam, we remember Amol. But the Rambam says, no, this is the time that's happening right now. You are Shanera, Zohar Yom HaShabbos, but you're remembering it's Shabbos right now. Remember, you're going out of Mitzrayim right now. If you go, we said before that the Rambam is Kiddush. Is good for the mitzvah of Sikur, so he's saying, Mamas like Kiddush. He's talking about Rambam and holds his daughter. The Herod, he means, like Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, you make Kiddush, you make Chayim, the mitzvah of Sikur. If you go with the other Reb Chaim, we said, that on Leila Seder, the Bezunder of Inyan, to stress that it happened today. Not something mentioned in Kiddush Mitzvah. You have to stress that it happened, Boy Batman. So that it's very Yishmat. Come on, Shanem, Zohar, Yom HaShabbos, it's like by the Chiyo of Shabbos, you have to mention that today is Shabbos. Not to say there's such a thing as Shabbos. You have to say that today is Shabbos. You have to say that today is in paper. So there's a lot of mouth, but I was decided, I saw the Rambam Shabbos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot says that there's a din to do my alphabet. But he says it's not my argument, because even if there's no alphabet and the guy doesn't have a son, you're still looking for you. Come on, Shanem, I saw for a few of my So the Rambam Seferis is telling us in Sefer HaMitzvot, and I'm not going to tell you a few of what it means in Hilchos Chametz Tumasa, that when he stresses, Kimo Shenema, Zohar Kema Shabbos, all of that is a reference. But the Rambam away wrote that what he means is to bring out the point that even though it's no me alphabet, that it's not an akim me alphabet, I don't even like Kiddush, it's not an akim. Lafuke, the Shita Sarosh, we mentioned that the Shita Sarosh is not, you have to mention the akim me alphabet. Actually, we'll come right some other Nyanim. We mentioned already before that is that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Kalo'eichel matzah on Erev Pesach, kilu boilal v'sosi v'deis chomet. Now, twice in the beginning of Erev Pesach, I have a kasha. It says in the Mishnah Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat anything Erev Pesach, because you should have the oven at night. So it tells you, what are you going to eat? Chomet is already awesome. Matzah is awesome, you're a shalom, he says, kalo'eichel matzah on Erev Pesach, kilu boilal v'sosi. So what is the Mishnah Pesach being mechadish that you're not allowed to eat, so you should have the oven? What could you have eaten anyway? So some extent said you would have eaten a lot of fruit, kamashma one, because a little bit of fruit you couldn't. You shouldn't eat a lot of fruit. Tell you that, as we mentioned it before, that it's going on matzah ashira. That matzah ashira, you're not yoitza the mitzvah at night. Since you're not yoitza at night with matzah ashira, you're in fact allowed to eat on an erepesa. The isra kalaiko matzah, if you will buy it on the snowstorm, is only on matzah yoitza with. Fred to my show, why does Tarkus have to answer matzah ashira? Why can't Tarkus answer matzah shalor l'shmo? Not shmura matzah. Not shmura matzah. Also you're not yet to it. You need lishmo. So the mashal says no. Matzah that's not lishmo tastes the same. Matzah that shiru doesn't taste. But since matzah shalor lishmo tastes the same, it is also in fact to eat on Erev Pesach. Not like other humanoids and other rishonim that argue and say you relax matzah shalor lishmo on Erev Pesach also. Mashal wants to say what's the answer? Because matzah that shiru tastes the exact you relax. Matzah shalor lishmo is kind of different but not different enough. The matzah chokma talks about the Shaila, how do they eat? It's before in the Gemara in Pesachim, in the beginning of some Nishma, that they ate the lechem aponim on Erev Pesach. Fred said, how do they eat the lechem aponim? Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, kilu boi ma'am atos the Beis Chomet. So he said, the lechem aponim wasn't lishma. So according to Rebbeinu Manoah, it's good, because matzah shalom lishma, you're allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. But according to Taisus, what was the head to eat the lechem aponim? So he said, the head to eat is chaviv ha'mitzvah b'shaita. There's a cloud of chaviv ha'mitzvah b'shaita, you're allowed to even do haftarah. A barn, even though you can do it after Shabbat. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. He says certainly chaviv mitzvah b'shaita will allow you to be over the Israel kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach. So again, we have two eggs. Why the egg lechem aponim? Either it's shalom l'shma, or because of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Now I always had a shayla like this. When does this Israel kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach kilu boi la l'shoti b'nei shalom? When does the Israel start and when does the Israel end? The Ramban sheet is that it starts erev Pesach. In the morning. The Baal HaMor says no, only from Chatzoy Chayoy. The Baal HaMor understands that when Chatzoy Chayoy, when the Chomet becomes Osir, so then you're becoming an Arusa with the Matzah. You're not an Asur, you're an Arusa. So for those 6 hours it's Osir. When the Chomet becomes Osir, so the Ki'imu is starting with Matzah, but you gotta wait. Erusin, Kupas Erusin. The Ramban is ready from the morning. The Chafiyaka brings that it's ready from the night before. Leil Yudal. Now of course we know people have Menhagim to not Matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Yochum Rosh Chodesh. Some people already wait from Yoy Kai to Machad, from Purim they don't eat Matzah. But that's Minhag. May Ikar Adin, when does it start? There are Balamor from Sheish Shoy, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. There are Vat from the morning, but the Chav Yaakov, the Magen Avraham wins, from the night before. If you do it, in the famous Kach, they ask from the Brisker Rav asked that there's an open Mishnah against the Chav Yaakov. The Chav Yaakov wants to say that it's also to eat Matzah already the night before. Lay on your down. First, the Brisker Rav, put down the Eshtamid, this Kasha, it's a Mishnah in Pesach, and the Stamid Adol knows it. It says, Man Shtana Alayla Azen, Yikol Alayla, Shevachol, Halayla Yitzhon, Oichol and Chomet, U'matza. Halayla Azen, Kula Matza. Uwa other night to eat Chomet and Matza. Tonight only Matza. But hey, according to the Chav Yaakov, yesterday you were only able to eat Chomet, not Matza. It's a Mephorish and Mishnah that it's not us to eat Matza on Leil Yudal, that the Israel of Leil Yudal only starts from the morning or from the afternoon, but not the night before, on often in Mishnah. So I want to declare an eighth, a terrorist for the Chav Yaakov. There's a Master Vitri, in the Haggadah of the Master Vitri, he was Mephorish the Mishnah, not as Gersa, but he was Mephorish. Shevachol HaLeilis means, Shevachol HaLeilis Shabbos V'yotif, on Oichon Chomet U'matza. Why does he say Shevachol HaLeilis Shabbos V'yotif? Can't even prove he was kind of bothered by this problem. He holds like the Chav Yaakov. And he was bothered, and now he's Matzah the night before. So he says, yes, this doesn't mean sound weekday night. The Mishnah means the Chav Yaakov Shabbos beyond it when Noah Yitzchak comes to Matzah. And then, so it's a riot going to the Chav Yaakov, because why is the Matzah Vitri say such a Shabbos? Because he was bothered by answering the Brisker's Kasha. The problem is going to be, this year, when Erev Pesach is Chav Shabbos, then it's a problem. When Erev Pesach is Chav Shabbos, and the guy, the kid, is saying the Mishnah, Shabbos, Lele, Shabbos beyond it, then it's going to be a problem. But except for the Zayir, it could be a terrorist for the Mitzvah of Kasha, based on the Master Mitzvah of Kasha. Now we said, so the Issa starts from Chatzoy Chayoy, the morning, maybe the night before. When does the Issa end? Question, at night? Over the Emes is the Rishonim say, a lot of Rishonim, If Kalaiko Matabar takes up Kibu Boyla was Sukhli, there's an Erisin. When is in a storm? At night. Kama Boy Brocha Asura Levaila Kenita. Arusa has that Shella Brocha. Zotari Kea, and a lot of other Rishonim. The Shibuli Haleke, the Rimi Nakuna, they say that the Emes and the Leila say that you have seven Brochas. Now, I don't want to live, there's a lot of different sheets of how you work out Kiddush and Orchas and Moiti Matra, they work out that it's exactly a Chesben. Some of them even say there's Berchus Erison, the Berchus Erison is the Alpiyo Chometz, we're getting rid of the Chometz. Then, there's Matra. So Leila say that you make Sheva for a Chometz, and that's why you're saying you were a Kiddush and things are like a Chosen, and then you become the Suwa. So the Isra of Boyle of Sotli of eating Matra is not only till the night, you have to, it's also until you make the Nesuwa in Sheva Brochus. I had a developing concussion. The Gemara says in Sotchem Daf Med, that a person only has one gedayis of shmor matzah l'shmor, but he has a lot of betzekos shalmachman, he has a lot of matzah shaloy l'shmor. What does he do? When does he makayim his one gedayis of l'shmor? So the Gemara says, Nemalei kreisim him, he stuck himself off with the matzah shaloy l'shmor, or will bash the oil gedayis matzah b'achroina. You'll make the moiti matzah, you'll be makayim the ikramit at the end without the karmen, then you'll be makayim your matzah shaloy l'shmor. Tons is already over there in the beginning of every Tzachim asks, I thought it's offered to eat the matzah, you have to be betzeyovan. To have to eat the other matzahs. He said, during the meal it won't teach them. But I'm asking out the din of the Mishnah and Ksachim that it's usher to eat, so you should have to take oven. What happened to the Yerushalmi? It's usher to eat matzah until you make the Sheva Brochas. Lechayr is someone who the whole night is eating matzah shalom b'shmah is not going to make a brocha of moiti matzah yet. He's going to wait to make the brocha of moiti matzah when it comes to getting at the end. So how is he eating the other matzahs? Bish leim aloi rabbeinu monoyach, matzah shalom b'shmah is not usher. But according to the sheet of the Marshal, that matzah shaloi l'shma is usher. It takes to say matzah shaloi l'shma is usher. So how can you eat the matzah shaloi l'shma? Esher, you can give a mussel, it's a true shtel. Like in Yehuda, Doylam and Ksubit, there was a musik in Yehuda that they would be boiled out with sausage the day's coming. They had that musik. In Yehuda, they would be knowing to be boiled out with sausage. Now, the Machlokes is showing when you were boiled out with in Yehuda, was it with Sheva Brachas or without Sheva Brachas? They come on to be showing. But if you go there, there was a musik of boiled out with sausage without Sheva Brachas. That's the Muslim. Someone eating matzah shaloi l'shma after the night, before he's making his mighty matzah, is a very minik Yehuda. That's kima what comes out. It's late, but I want to just, just a few lines maybe, on the inyanim of Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, just one or two nakudas. There was a sugya in Tzachim, the sugya B'nai B'Seira, that B'nai B'Seira didn't know Pesach is supposed to be done for Shabbos. They didn't know. Actually, for Hillel HaZokin, and Hillel HaZokin taught them, he learned that from a Yalfusa, that Pesach is Doi Shabbos. All of the Gavonis, we know, Talmud and Musaf. Right, one of the gifts is, the Hirat Pesach, Echad Yeshmona B'Shana, HaReyotan Yimazayim Sachem Yeshmona B'Shana, all the Tamidim, and there was Sachem HaBeit HaShabbos. But they didn't know Pesach was Doi Shabbos until Hillel taught them. The Shaila is, how can it be Pesach is not Doi Shabbos? How could they have such a Havamina? First of all, if you know history, Pesach Mitzrayim came out on Shabbos. I'm sorry that, no, Pesach Midbar, the first year of the Midbar, was, if you know the schedule of the days, when Shavuos came out, that Pesach that year was on Shabbos. So how could you have a Havamina? How could you have a Havamina that B'nai B'Seira, they didn't know the Pesach was for Shabbos? Of course it's for Shabbos. It's Mefurish in history. So I wanted to say the Chiddush, he says, maybe that year, the B'nai B'Seira thought maybe Pesach is not for Shabbos. Maybe then they did it on Yudei HaKadam, or they did it with a shinoi, that with the Rabbanon, it's a problem. But for the Ikkud and Raisi, you're already Yaitz. So if you want to know how the story happened in Pesach Midbar, it was cut like an Al-Gabra, or they did it with a shinoi. But now that the Rabbanon, these things are Osir, and you're not Yaitz with cut like an Al-Gabra, and you're not Yaitz, it's also to do with a shinoi, because it's Chach Osir with the Rabbanon. They didn't know if it was like a Shabbos. Now the Yerushalmi asks over there, I'm talking, V'haloi Efshar Lebeiz Shavuoi Shiyochel the Yadal of the Shabbos. And as a machlokes, what does Yerushal? Ella, listen to the lashon of Yerushalmi. Ba'alei efshar lebeis shavuot sheyachol yudalit b'shabbos. Ella lifay tadul over hillel. As a machlokes, what does Yerushalmi mean? The Karbanei Eda means in asking, if you know the cycle of the years, there can't be more than 14 years that it doesn't come out by Pesach that's called on Shabbos. So the Yerushalmi was asking, ba'alei efshar lebeis shavuot. It can't be more than two cycles of Shemitah. How could they have forgotten it? Half have been, not more than 14 years ago, the story happened the time before. Half of they have forgotten. How about Yeshua the base Shavuot, Belisha Yachal B'Shabbos. Ella, leap into Dulu Hillel. Hashem made that they forgot, because then they've been able to stay with Haka Gittin. They wanted to make Hillel the God of Lebanon instead. It was to give it to Dulu Hillel. But there's another challenge you're showing. But how about Yeshua the base Shavuot? If they didn't know, you have 2 weeks in advance to be Ma'abra the year. Base Shavuot is like this, that means 2 weeks. They knew that it's going to come out on Shabbos.
Why didn't they make an Ibur Yarav Adar to work out that it shouldn't have the confliction of Shabbos?
So does Beis Shavuos mean two Shemitahs, or does it mean two weeks? Two different Shabbos of Yerushalayim mean fast. One last Ara on the, and you know, Pesach, when it comes out Leila Seder on Leitza Shabbos, in the Haggadah, near the end of Magid, we say, V'noichal min ha'psochal min ha'svochal. So in the most Haggadahs it says that it depends. All the years, like Manish Tana, Amayla, Hashonah, Hazani, Kol Hashonah, all the years you're supposed to say, V'noichal min ha'svochal min ha'psochal. Because there was a Chagiga on your Yudalit, they brought a carbon Chagiga to eat along with the carbon Pesach, that you ate the carbon Chagiga, you filled yourself up, and then Allah said you ate the Pesach. So V'noichal min ha'svochal min ha'psochal. Well, when Pesach, like the Shabbos, comes out, I'm like the Shabbos, so Chagigas Yudalit is not the Shabbos. Since Chagigas Yudalit is not the Shabbos, so then Fakir, you change the gifts of the Noichal Mina, Sochal Mina Svachal, because you're not allowed to bring a Chagigas Yudalit. So there's a Shabbos in the gifts. But I don't understand. This year when it comes, I'm like the Shabbos, we're dominating about next year, what's going to be. It should be that whenever we know that next year there's going to be a Pesach, how I'm like the Shabbos, we should change the gifts of the Noichal Mina Sochal Mina Svachal. That's one hour. Svetans, it's a big machlokes b'shoyim that the Rosh brings down, and b'shoyim the Rima Yolainish, that when it might say Shabbos, when Shabbos was, when the Erev Pesach was Shabbos, he said they in fact brought a Chagigas Yudalit on Friday. If you bring a Chagigas Yudalit on Friday, or the Zman of a Karban is only 2 days, it's going to be over by Shabbos afternoon, you're not going to be able to eat it, much of Shabbos night. So the Rima Yolainish, instead of 2 days and a night, we'll give you 2 nights and a day. And don't eat it Friday afternoon, instead you'll be able to eat a much of Shabbos. Tremendous chiddush.